Hi, everybody. Welcome once again, episode 3 of the Banter Zone. I'm here with
Harry. What's happening?
So, you know what? We're not going to waste any time. We just wanted to say a big shout out to Control V Virtual Reality for letting us film here in their location. They are great for team events if your kids are in sports. Just so much you can do. Bring a whole team down. Get some time on the VR machines. It's pretty cool. 28 games, I believe, to select from.
A few to run. A few games to run into walls.
It's awesome. Watching kids run into walls is one of the best things I've seen here. But
what? Because you're an evil parent.
A little bit. We can't say that too much because don't want child services coming. So let's. Okay. Well, anyways, we are here, and thanks to Control V, they are going to give us 1 free hour for 2 people, for you and a friend, to come on down and play a game for an hour, play a couple games for an hour. Some pretty cool stuff. You can, some of the games are pretty scary and pretty jumpy, but there's some cool stuff you can do. So, but you'll have to wait till the end of the episode to hear what that is about. So we'll just get right into it, and we'll go back to Monday, which is kind of where everything started for the week. Soccer, like, there's been so much going on. It's been ridiculous.
My head's exploded this week. It's been insane. I can't even tell you the amount of content I watched this week, paid attention to.
Yeah, too much. I mean, first game we can touch on right away, the Juventus game. Juventus and Genoa.
Yeah. Victor goal scored by Douglas Costa. That was 16th minute goal. Yeah.
On loan from Bayern. Yeah. Quality player. I mean, really good. But, I mean, yeah, that was pretty much...
Well, the worst part, I think, okay, sorry, just one quick thing on that, is just Girona, whatever you want to call them, they had 4 shots.
Nah, not very much.
But they were all off target, which is the worst part.
Not even one on net.
So, I hope there's no fans watching this, because we just laughed at you. Let's roll into some EPL action, though. This is also Monday game. Swans versus Liverpool.
Yeah, Swans... A little bit tough. I mean, you go from beating the top team, who seemed like they were going to go untouched, and then you lose to Swansea, the last team. Like, bottom of the table, beat top of the table, lose to bottom of the table.
I don't get it.
Sometimes, yeah, the EPL, you just don't know.
And it's weird, because the last time these two teams played each other, Liverpool spanked Swansea 5-0.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, I mean...
They were favored to win this game.
By far. That shouldn't happen. Mo Salah. Salah and Mane missed a couple chances, but...
Yeah, he says that.
It wasn't a convincing win by any means, but...
No, definitely not.
But they still, yeah, couldn't pull it together.
I'm good with Monday. What do you think? Tuesday? Let's try it on a Tuesday. Tuesday. I did have a few requests come in from some Scottish Premier League fans. So I just want to touch base there and... Patrick Thistel versus the Celtics. Well, I guess the Celtics did win 2-1. Game-winning goal, 70th minute. By Griffith. Yeah, he had 100 touches that game. And I guess Sinclair, if anybody knows who Sinclair was, had 192 touches that game.
That's crazy.
And he pounded one past the goaltender.
Celtic kind of dominating, like always.
So. As usual.
Yeah,
always. I believe there's anybody else in their pool that, or their table that could touch them. No. Maybe the Rangers, but...
Yeah. I mean, Brendan Rodgers doing well for them, I guess, right now, so we'll just keep rolling with them. Next game?
Yeah, why not?
Bristol City and Man City playing the Carabao Cup. 5-3 aggregate to... I mean, Sané, Aguero, and De Bruyne scored and kind of dominated Bristol a little bit, but...
Yeah, not a crazy game to begin with at all. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Aguero's hard to keep off the score sheet. De Bruyne with it, I believe that was the free kick that he scored.
Correct.
Was it under the wall or was that from today? That might have been on Sunday.
It was a lot.
It was way too much.
But he did get 210 touches. In this game on Tuesday as well.
I always remember De Bruyne, and I kind of want to call him Cheeseburger Eddie because he's like the Phil Kessel of the Premier League.
He really is.
He came in a couple years ago and he was a little bit overweight and he just didn't seem... He's not as ugly as Phil Kessel is, but He's still got that cheeseburger Eddie look to him.
He does.
He will be the
That weight he was at made me actually look slender.
Like we were fit soccer players. No.
Trying to suck it in. That's just not working. Tuesday, what else did we have?
Sevilla and Atletico
Madrid. Oh, yeah. That was a bad game. I guess it was a final letdown, though, for Sevilla in a 5-2 aggregate loss.
Yeah. Griezmann, 30 yards out, 13 minutes in, just bangs one. Like, that's crazy. Griezmann's still on fire.
I hate to keep touching back on last week's episode, but we talked about early goals. And this whole week, all I saw was early goals. Yeah. I saw goals that were in within the first minute.
Yeah. Yeah, again, we'll cover those games early. Still, yeah, still lots to go. Sevilla advanced to the semis. So, yeah, jump right into Wednesday. Another big game, Chelsea-Arsenal. Chelsea lose out. Arsenal advance on aggregate. So as much as we make fun of Arsenal, they managed to.
It was a big game for Chelsea, that's for sure, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the game was scrambly, and Chelsea looked to be the winner, but the goals that Arsenal scored were just pretty scrambly, and Caballero was up for the challenge. He had to make quite a few saves.
Yeah, Hazard scored. I know, Hazard scored 7th minute.
Yeah, early again.
Once again.
Yeah, and then the first goal was by Monreal, and that went off of two guys' heads before it ended up in the back of the net. So,
own goal?
Yeah, own goal on Rudiger. And
honestly, if you haven't seen it, pull up the replay.
It was an awful goal. Like, it went off Alonso's face, Rudiger's face, and then it ended up in the net. And poor Willy Caballero, nothing he could do, just kind of sit there and wait for it.
I enjoyed it, though. It was funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, but good on the Gunners to go through. They advance to the...
I hope City loses, but...
Yeah. Give the Gunners something, at least. They win something. I mean...
I'm not saying... They do deserve it. They are a well-known team. They've been around.
We just don't like City winning anything, so...
Who's City? Let's just not talk about them in our episodes anymore. No.
We got PSG and Guingamp. Round of 32 for Coupe de France. Rabiot scored in 21st minute. Then an own goal for Guingamp.
I saw a few of those this week.
Two pens. Yeah. Zlatan needed one goal to top. Zlatan. Did I see Zlatan?
Yeah, I see this.
Cavani needed a goal, then he couldn't get it, just couldn't seem to put the ball in the net. But still tied with Zlatan's record for all-time top goal scorer. But that changes throughout the week as we carry on, because that was only Thursday, or Wednesday.
That was Wednesday's game. Wednesday's game.
Just too much. It's just, these are all kind of jumping into everything now.
Real Madrid?
Poor guys just having trouble. Lose on aggregate on away goals. Aggregate was 2-2. The gun is 2-1 won this game. The aggregate scoring for the home goal, or the away goal, sorry.
Away goal, yeah.
Advances them to the semifinal of Copa del Rey. Good on the Gunners. Not so good on Real.
I know. Definitely a heartbreak for a lot of people. Nobody expected that. I definitely did not expect this.
But that first goal from Leganes was pretty crazy. Like 25 yards out, and he just banged in top corner. And it was just, yeah, fantastic.
Was that far out?
Yeah. Yeah, he's about 25 yards out. It's just banger. But yeah, away goals advance. Now we'll go on to Thursday.
We got Barca versus Espanyol. This, of course, game could provide Barcelona with a 2-1 aggregate victory. Of course, final score in this game, 2-0 Barca.
Espanyol looked like they were, you know, they came into this game maybe a little bit confident that they might win, but nothing. Before the game, Mascherano said farewell to the Camp Nou faithful, and so, I mean, sad to see him go. He was one of the quality of player that he was, and for how long he was in the game. And
jeez, how many seasons was that?
Probably at least a dozen. Yeah, at least he's had to be 10 years. But... I mean, yeah, legend steps out, and Coutinho makes his appearance, steps on in the 73rd minute, but before that, Alex Vidal was the one that he subbed him out. Alex Vidal scored a goal, assisted on the Suarez goal early.
Another early goal. 9th minute?
Yeah.
Was it 9th?
Yeah. 8th or 9th minute.
But it was a beautiful touch by Vidal.
Yeah, great. Just thread the needle in to And then I don't know if you watched a bit of the game, but the Ray Clark from BN Sports, he's obsessed with Messi, and he was raving about how good and magisterial oh, how goal that goal God. Was, but deflected. Like, it wasn't even that nice of a goal, but yeah. Messi still finds a way. The way he took the ball away and got it back was phenomenal, and he managed to score, but not as magisterial as usual.
That's true. But Barca did hold that game. It was 73% percentage for them, or possession percentage for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. We all knew what that outcome was going to be.
Kind of expected it. Yeah, Barca, I mean, even though they may lose the first leg, you see what they do even against quality teams when they go against PSG, and they ended up coming back and winning last year in Champions League when nobody expected it to happen.
Yeah, I know. I just took a deep breath because I remember that.
It was so like... awful if you're a PSG fan to see that happen, because confident 4-0, and then you lose 5. That's just rough. Friday, big game for United supporters, United fans. See Alexis Sanchez step out wearing the number 7 for the first time, playing against Yeovil, League 2 side.
I'm not going to say it was a massive game. It was destruction.
Yeah, I mean, the game, he kind of wasn't the ideal game for him to get a start on, because it's Yeovil, and kind of didn't want him to get to pummel him that bad, but 4-0. Vidal looked lost a little bit at times, just trying to get used to the system and the way United play, but found his bearings.
Favorite goal, Rashford. Scored a goal 41st minute, sorry, but he broke through 2 defenders.
Yeah, and the ball, it was the miscommunication between the keeper and the defender, and Rashford just, that's the striker you want to see. Doesn't quit on the ball. Cut right in between them, and just as both players were staring at each other, who was going to pick it up, slots it in. Bottom corner.
We'll take it.
Done. Beautiful. Second goal was...
Herrera.
Alexis Sanchez assisted.
Correct. Yeah.
So just... it was nice to see Alexis jump in and actually make a difference. He was, you know, causing him to be a bit more direct than normally. United are criticized quite a bit for going playing backwards, and they weren't as much.
No, we actually saw a lot of pushing forward this time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Lukaku scored that last goal for them, that butt kicking, more or less.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
19 shots on net as well. That's
crazy. Yeah, Sanchez 72 minutes, and then Lingard came on. Lingard scored the third goal, so it's nice to see all those guys scoring. Lingard's still making a case that he wants that spot just as bad as Alexis Sanchez does. Who do you leave out? It's tough. I wouldn't even know who to leave out. Martial isn't as hot right now. Lingard's hot.
Yeah.
Leave him in.
Unless you want to do what we did back in the day. Short straw. See you later.
What do you do when you got that much quality? Short straw? Yeah.
But that would suck. I know. Especially if we were like Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got you.
No, he doesn't get that. I think he's... Alexis Sanchez would be kind of exempt from the short straw. Just goes in.
Yeah. Saturday...
Tons.
We apologize. We will move fast on this, but it was crazy. It was dirty how many games there were on Saturday. I'm going to start off again just for you Scottish Premier League fans out there. Saturday, once again, Celtics played. I hope I pronounced this right. Celtics played Hibernian. If I got that wrong.
Hibernian.
1-0 game. Celtics win. Once again, Griffith scores a goal. Not bad timing, 27th minute. So.
Yeah. I didn't really watch that game, to be honest. I mean, it's hard for us to get Scottish Premier League games here. We don't really see them too
really
much.
Really need to stream them, but yeah. Streams aren't always the best for them.
No. Next one, Bayern and Hoffenheim.
Yep.
5-2 Bayern.
5-2, yeah. They did start the game. Because, well, I don't know. They were up 2-0.
Early, yeah. Once again, early.
3rd minute, 12th minute.
Alex for, I was going to say Alex Vidal, but he plays for Barcelona. Arturo Vidal scores.
Yeah, the heat was definitely turned up in that game.
Big game there. Leading the pack over there in Bundesliga, like typical, and having another good year. Bayern consistently good, like always.
Yeah.
Won the game easy.
Yeah, walk through that one.
Real Madrid.
Oh, God.
Valencia.
Yeah, let's talk about this in the league.
Important game. Real Madrid was a few points behind Valencia. Now they're only 1 because of this win, 4-1.
Yep.
Yeah, Pinaldo back at it.
I was about to say, let's go back to that last reference once again. 2 points, Pinaldo. Once again.
Pinaldo.
Jesus.
Back at it. Marcelo, Tony Cruz. Sealed deal late. Yeah, but now Real Madrid's 8 points behind second place Atletico. Barca's running away with it, so their chance now is just to kind of stay in Champions League and
kind of go from there.
Yeah.
One quick thing I just want to throw in there. Your kids. Simon has three of them. One's name is Marcelo.
Luca.
Cristiano.
Luca. Nothing to do with Real Madrid, I swear. But yeah, my three kids, Cristiano. It's because my wife's obsessed with Cristiano Ronaldo. Marcelo and Luca. So, yeah. Doesn't sound too bad for a lineup. It's now if they could all play like them and
get right. Daddy rich. Yeah. Get Uncle Harry
a retirement gig there for us. But
I'm okay with that. Beach life?
Yeah. But not chosen. I mean, if it was up to me, I would have called one of my kids Giggsy, but my wife probably would have divorced me. So, never happened.
Yeah. Wigan West Ham. Griggs.
Will Griggs on fire. This guy, Will Griggs, like, just made a name for himself. That name, you know, that song they were chanting during the Euros and how good Ireland did. And
yeah.
Will Griggs is back on fire again.
Oh, I know. He found the back of the net twice that game.
He's a nobody. But still, like, he's two big goals.
Yep.
Red card in that game, I believe.
I believe there was a red card handed out. Masaku?
Something like that. Yeah, it looked a little violent conduct call or something like that it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, another red card.
It was horrible. He should never did it. But I don't know. It could have been there was a lot of frustration in that game. That's all I could say. Let's see. What else were we at that day? Holy.
Newport Tottenham. wow. Newport scored.
And then Tottenham chased.
Yeah.
Until the 62nd minute.
So maybe there's a hope there, you know, that everyone talks about the
glimmer of light.
Yeah.
But
they got it.
They did. They did pull off a
Harry drop. Kane, yeah. Puts it away. It's quality. Harry Kane just doesn't seem to stop scoring. And there's, you know, there's.
It takes a lot to phase that guy, though.
Yeah.
It does take a lot to phase that guy.
He's kind of still rolling, and now there's rumors that Real Madrid want him for a ridiculous amount of money, so we'll see what happens there, and those rumors keep stirring up. But yeah, the Tottenham game, everyone talks about, you know, when you the Holy Grail of getting to Wembley when you're in the FA Cup, and at least Newport can say that, at least the replay, that's where Tottenham's playing right now, so the replay will be played at Wembley, so at least they can say they made it to Wembley at some point,
yeah,
whether it was semi-final, final or not. But good on Newport for getting there.
That's true.
Replay.
Liverpool, West Brom. What a game. Okay. Fast paced. I don't know, in Canada, when a hockey team wins, it's a barn burner. I don't know, call this a field burner?
It's a barn burner. You use a Canadian analogy, it's a barn burner.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, Johnny Evans, miscommunication early, and him and the goalie not talking, and the ball spits out and ends up back at Firmino, and he's a cheeky little chip over the goalie and hits a corner and scores. West Brom equalized right away, right after though. 4 minutes after, something like that.
It was a good game though, I'm not gonna lie. It was a good game. It was entertaining.
It's funny to see Van Dijk, who was this hopeful and huge doing so that he was going to be the saving grace at Liverpool. He was exposed three times. All three of those goals, it looked like he was exposed out of position, got caught, left guys open.
I don't know. He just was not there that game.
One goal, you know, one is an own goal, went off of Matip, and then Salah scored in like the 77th minute or something like that, but too little, too late.
Yeah.
3-2. West Brom advance on to the fifth round of FA Cup.
I didn't expect that, to be honest.
Not at all.
If you were telling me to put my money on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would have laughed in your face and said, well, you might as well give me your money so I can burn it.
Yeah.
That's all I got for that one.
PSG and Montpellier.
Yeah. Another butt-kicking game. Somebody got their butt whooped.
And this was the game where Cavani breaks the all-time goal scored leading record at PSG. So he basically dethroned King Zlatan. No longer the king over there. Now Cavani's name is going to be more etched into the history books over there. So good on him for scoring.
Neymar had a big game.
Two goals
once again.
Scored the penalty. And did you see that they didn't? Him and Cavani didn't fight over the ball who was going to score the penalty finally, because Cavani got his goal early. Okay, I'll let you have your penalty.
I was like expecting like a slapping match going on.
Yeah, those two just been at each other all season about who's going to take penalties. And
just be friends. You play for the same team. You guys put up points.
You guys are both loaded. Like, what are you fighting about? Come on, you got your record now. Maybe it's time to pack her in and the Neymar show.
Who knows? Maybe one of them bought a pink Lambo and getting called up for it now.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Newcastle.
FA Cup games, yeah, on Sunday. This is early this morning.
Mitchy Batts.
Yeah, Batts Schwein with two.
Yeah,
quality, that kid. Like, he's really coming into his own.
Yeah.
And then Alonso goes and seals the deal with a, like, clinical free kick into the top corner. A little top cheese.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was nice.
Okay, give us a love for that one. I like that one.
It's a hockey term, but top cheese is, you know, top quarter, upper 90, whatever you want to call it.
It was gorgeous, though.
We're Canadian. A little top cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you're getting.
I do like cheese, though. Let's go. What about Cardiff, Man City game? 2-1 City.
Yeah, kind of expected, really.
Kevin scores a goal early.
Cheeseburger Eddie back at it again.
I don't get it. It was the 8th minute, too. Another early goal. I don't know. And then, of course, Sterling comes around the corner. Sterling, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like 5'3", like Muggsy Bogues, and he steps in. And
yeah, but he hammers down a goal.
Off a header, too. I mean, it was nice. And nice to see Junior Hulett, Canadian, playing in that game for Cardiff. Couple quality chances, just grazed the bar. Bravo, looked like he had the corner covered, but
it was a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can say that about Bravo, even though he is playing for City, but he is Chilean, so I got to support him a little bit. Nice to see him back playing again.
Yeah,
but yeah, pretty dominant from City again, and City advanced on to the next.
We knew that Cardiff wasn't going to win, but the fact they even put a goal up, was good to see.
Yeah.
But once again, if I had to waste my own money.
Would not be a game I would want to watch.
No, definitely not.
Kind of expected to the outcome of that game. Yesterday also had the chance to go Foothills, the FC.
That's right, Foothills FC here in Calgary.
Had a friendly against Calgary Cali's AMSL team.
Okay.
A little bit dominant from Calgary, 8-0.
That was for Foothills?
Yeah, Foothills won 8-0. Saw a lot of their new faces, some old faces have come back. A little one-sided on the score sheet, but when you got guys like Nick Ledgerwood, Canadian international, who's playing in the middle of the field there and controlling the game for you, and then you got Tyron Hutchins came back from Sweden.
Oh, that's right.
He's there in center back. Him and Dom Zator, who's just did a stint at the USL for the Whitecaps too. So yeah, to see these guys and the quality, it was great to see 8-0, but two penalties. Quality. I don't know if I'm allowed to post a game up, but we might post the highlights up for that game just to kind of get something up. But
we need to get permission first.
Yeah, because that's, you don't want to give up too early secrets. It's January, and these guys are already playing for the PDL, and the PDL doesn't start until
spring.
May is when they kick off. So friendly now, and then all the preseason they're gonna have. These guys' preseason tour, it looks like they're going to England. U-20s, U-23s are going to be playing against possibly Chelsea, I heard, stuff like that. So, crazy to see.
I guess most of it's going to start coming out when you see the foot soldiers on the ground.
Yeah, but it was nice to see Carducci in that as well. Marco Carducci, Whitecaps.
Whitecaps, just about to say. He just came from the Whitecaps, didn't he?
Playing in that and wasn't tested too much, but still quality goalie, quality keeper. It's nice to see Carducci. Is he going to be a player for Foothills FC? And does this kind of tee up the Canadian Premier League a little bit more here in Calgary? Look at these guys getting ready. And
are we going to get in trouble for bringing this up? Fingers crossed, hopefully not. Are we going to give something away already?
Well, I don't know. Is there a...
I wasn't here for this episode, if anybody asks.
No. Say something's happening in Calgary, we know it is. And when you look at Foothills, anybody can put it, you know, two and two together. You look at what they're doing, who they brought in, what they're doing, just making a name for themselves.
It's like peanut butter and jelly. Just makes sense.
Makes sense. It's going to happen. They've just been too quiet about it. Now they need to release some news.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice to see some of those players. But we're gonna be doing more with them, and you're gonna see more of them. Hoping to have a couple of the Foothills coaches, the coaching staff, on the show here with us
in the
next couple weeks. But
yeah, represent the YYC. That's all there is to do.
Yeah,
start getting pumped. Let's get ready for this.
Yeah, it's coming, and it's on the back door now. It's ready. It's there. So hopefully, announcements start this week. I heard, possibly. Whether that's Calgary or not, I don't know. But quite a bit going on. I guess last but not least, we'll touch on the giveaway and what you're going to have to do. So you're going to have to
go on. It's free. Everybody likes free. Well, I love free stuff.
Yeah. Anything free is good.
So, okay, sorry. Go for it.
So yeah, Control V, the virtual reality. So we're going to go away. An hour to two people to come in. So you and a friend, come on down, get a free hour on them. We're gonna be down here too when that happens. So, you know, maybe talk about what it was like, what you guys thought of this place. And but what you're gonna have to do is tag two friends, like the video, head over to our YouTube and leave a comment as well.
You know, I guess for the two winners, we should put them on our show as well. Highlight you guys. Thank you. Give you a shout out. A proper one, actually.
Mm-hmm. Whatever we can. So you want a chance to win this, stay tuned. Like the post over on our Instagram account if you're watching this on YouTube or Twitter. Like it. Tag two friends. You get entered into the draw. And
like it, tag two friends, enter the draw, and a possibility to win.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Keep an eye.
Where are we at, though? This is Calgary location that we're at. Number 11, I'm going to do this because I got to read a card. 6624 Center Street, Southeast, Calgary, Alberta.
It's like two blocks east of Chinook Mall. So great location, easy to get here.
True. And if you know where the UFC gym is in Calgary, they're right next door. I guess call these guys. I got Kaz's number. If you don't know who Kaz is, call him up, hit him up, harass him. 403-991.
Maybe he'll give some discounts.
1617.
As well. But great for booking teams. They have 15 stalls we can see, and I think there's another four around the corner. So
I think there's 19, 20
yeah. Stalls. So bring the full team down here.
Watch some people act a fool.
It's hilarious. It's awesome. It looks like a lot of fun, and he's still pushing us. We got to get our hour in here and try this place out, but we'll do that right away. But I guess that's it
besides
for the
that,
show today.
We're signing off. Harry.
Simon, thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
We care to swing on down, and stop. You know what I'm saying? So he can get on. Now this is what we doing. We playing the role of that sweet cherry. And we swinging down to pick you up.